We're discussing the sugya Rav Ossai on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Turn Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. This is again, today's shiur will mostly be from the Ma'amakomos of Gimel Nisan, and then maybe the end of the shiur tomorrow we'll start the Ma'amakomos of Chav Dalet Nisan, which is today. So the Gemara had over here, third way down of Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. It should be a little bit familiar to you from before Yontif. Gemara says, Ha'omer Ameima, Ha'iman d'cholet tzorach l'midchasei l'kare. You have to press your foot down. Okay? V'omer Ameima, skipping a few lines. Ha'iman d'maski al lichsa d'kare l'cholet. Rashi, Alichsa de Kare, Sharagla Hofuch. We discussed this in the Shir. If I recall correctly, it was. Let's see. Today is. I think it was 2 weeks ago, right? Am I correct? I think it was 2 weeks ago was the last Shir we gave on Yevamos. Because I think on Tuesday we gave on Hilchos Pesach, and then on Wednesday we gave on the Haggadah. So it was exactly 2 weeks ago we learned this inyan, and we're coming back to it a little bit, but I'm not going to repeat what we said then. Those who weren't here for whatever reason, you can get it, to get the notes, or get it some other way. So let's take a look here on the Rashi again. Rashi explains as follows. Rashi says, Sheraglo hafuch v'doris pelyono sheregel. And that's no good. If he gets, he's an amputee, it's kosher. How can that be? If his foot is upside down, it's no good. But if he's amputated, it's good. No cash. As we saw in the sugya last time. So says Rashi. What would be the din according to this shita of Rashi? The person that was born without the bottom of his foot. Shem Yirach. Missing a congenital defect. It's missing from birth. Pashtu would be no good. Because Rashi seems to say the reason why it is good is an amputee, because he had a regel. The regel was built normally. Nebuch was taken off for whatever reason. So now, he has the shok, the calf, which is on top of what was previously the regel. However, the Ritva disagrees. Those who have the old Maram Akoma, so all the Ritvas were there, and we're not going to see all of them, but some of them are very important. Here's one important one. The Ritva is a different shot in why it's okay in the situation of an amputee. Not the way Rashi said the foot was there, past tense. But Ritva is as follows. Ritva says, "V'yesh shapirish tekrod ashminon, the kol shu min harakuvah lamata regelu, v'kori elyona shel regel." In other words, the word foot, which is the best translation. In English, I thought the foot only goes up to the ankle at most. Well, not really. The foot, in its broader translation, goes all the way up to the knee. V'kori elyona shleregel, the top part of the foot. V'hainu darmin me'al raglo amakro. More says me'al. Me'al raglo means on the top part of the regel. Wow, that's not the pshat. That's me'al raglo. It's on top of the foot. It's the top part of the foot. Big difference, right? Not the top, not above the foot, but it's the top part of the foot. Says the footnote 260. Nafkamina. Quote to Rashi, and it's explained a little bit more elaborately, Rabosai, by Tosis. Tosis is a little bit more elaborate. Let's take a look at Tosis over here. Tosis man, which quotes Rashi. Rashi takes, add an extra line of explanation. Avel hecha shenikto raglo, shoko Hainu me'al raglo. What do you add this line? The keva de kodem ketiya hoyashoko me'al raglo. Acha ketiya nami karina me'al raglo. Since that part, the calf, was at one point on top of the foot, above the foot, it's lost the status of being above the foot, though the foot's no longer there. Never, but he's born without a foot, no good. That's according to Shita Satos. According to the Ritva, even if he's born that way, it would be a valid chalitza. Because it's the top, not above the foot, it's the top part of the foot. That's what he says. That's what he says. Wow. Wow. That's interesting, Rabbi Osai. It's interesting that we have a Yerushalmi. Minakuva lematak shera. We understood it to mean, Rabbi Osai. Take a look here at the Tosis. Right where we left off. Virach pirish. Everyone with me on the Tosis kuf gimel aman aleph man. About the six lines up from the narrow lines. Virach pirish tamad lo cholitz madamaski alichta the kare. Lo moti shapo le midchase le kule kare aare. We spoke about this 2 weeks ago, that the two pshitas of our Meimar are connected. If you recall those who were there, we spoke about the Ramban and the Raiv and the Balamoro. Is there, are they connected or not connected? Two Meimars of our Meimar we just read today. Right? Amar HaMeimar and Vi Amar HaMeimar. The Rach says, it's Mamash HaNohach. The Fizanami Osi Shapir, Ho de Geria Mikitea. The Kitea Dochis Shapir Kule Shoke Ahara. In other words, the person has a prosthesis, and he's able to put the full weight on the floor through the prosthesis. But this person, whose foot is backwards, he just can't put his full weight on it. This is Shita Sarach, as it's quoted by Tosfos. Now Tosfos continues. Rabosai, Tosfos continues. Mitol Pirusha Mashma. The pshita, now I'm starting the wide line, the Tosfos man and Kuf Gimel Aleph. The pshita lu, the kitea cholitz. Right, it's obvious. I mean, it's a mefurish gemara. You saw what kind of what pshita lu? It's a mefurish gemara. Right, that kitea is cholitz. Well, not quite. Avalei nivelari, to be rishami mefurish the katanim mastis and akuba lamata chalitzos kshera haynu bekosher ritzuos hasando merakuba lamata. That you're tying the knot of the chalitza shoe, which reminds me, we have to have a demonstration. I hope to hopefully do it this week. A demonstration where I reach shlita about how to do a chalitza with the chalitza shoe. I'll try to do it. Clean that. Okay. Avol b'kitei alo ari mini. I mean, I'll cool out just tell you where the knot is being tied and untied. That's all. I'm not discussing the issue of an amputee. Not at all. So kava kiteya is clearly related to the issue of chalitza. Nu, ikal efrushinami. Look at this. The yoiv li acher v'cholitz. What does that mean? You take the prosthesis. It's shaped like a foot. You lend it to somebody else who has a full foot down to the ankle, down to the very sole. He puts this we'll call it prosthesis. On top of his foot, and then the woman takes him off that foot. That's what's kosher. You with me, Rabbi Osai? That's what's kosher. Because the person has his foot is totally intact. You're right, what kind of crazy shoe is it to wear if it's a very, very poor choice of style of shoe? If you have an intact foot to want to wear that thing on your foot. But amazing. Where do you find this? Kidamar Asmichus Reglayim. What the Gemara said. With respect to smichus reglayim, that doesn't mean that it's being used, it's being lent to somebody else. Mazel tov to you.
Mazel tov to you.
Thank you. We both made bris yesterday. I made for my grandson had a bris yesterday, and his grandson had a bris yesterday. At the same time, I couldn't attend. I was too far away. I'm sorry. We both have good excuses for missing. We should always have many, many siblings. Always be in good health. Okay, so This, what Tosfos is referring to, again, this is a shiur after 2 weeks of not being here, so we have to review things a little bit more carefully than we do when we're all, you know, into the shiur from the day before. Tosfos is saying a big kiddush based upon the Yerushalmi against Rashi, against the Rach. Rashi and the Rach both said that an amputee can have a chalitza, and they explain exactly why. Rashi explained because the foot was there, it's considered be'al, and the Rach explains because you can put your full weight on it, and the Ritva explained because it means the higher part of the foot, and the calf is called the higher part of the foot, right? But over here we're discussing Rabosai, smichus raglai. What does that mean? Someone who has the shoes of an individual whose feet are backwards, right? And they're in that kind of a situation, it's a problem that maybe it should work. Right over here, not kuf gimel, omen out. Vatanya, this is the part where we just glossed over. We had Omer HaMeimar Rabosai and Vi Omer HaMeimar. After the Vi Omer HaMeimar, Frank the Gemara, he said, "Haiman the maske alichta the kara locholit." Omer Rav Asher Lemei, what do you mean? Vatanya smuchos haraglayim. What does it mean, smuchos haraglayim? Presumably, referring to someone who was supporting. Rashi explains, "My lab the cholitz bo ibu iu hagores raglav vehemakumim." He has crooked feet and he's smuchos. I'm not sure exactly what they some kind of a support system for his crooked, dysfunctional foot. Lab the cholitz behil. You see, it is good. You know, he can't press his foot down. It's against the neimar. Lo, the yom leli acher v'cholitz rabosai l'acher sheragla yishara. He lent his support shoe to someone who has a straight foot. So too, the amputee lent his prosthesis to someone who has 2 feet and is putting it on for some funny reason. This is what Tosfos suggests, shot that the Bavli should not be necessarily against the Yerushalmi. Okay. Bavli motzel the meima the tamechot kavakitem bicholitz al the yov li acher v'chein derech b'kavam makomos. Okay. The yocholom the tamechot v'yein omer. V'yod, I'm back in this is starting the fourth line of Tosfos, fourth wide line, in Kuf Gimel. The Meikara Sava, the Beregal Afucha Shaycha Chalitza, who are the Nikitei Anami Chalitz. That's the Gemara thought. Ablafia Maskara Lo, it wouldn't work. The Pasha doesn't work. What do you mean, Balei Kavin? Keva the Shok Lo Mikli Regel, Him Kain Lamata Me'arkuva Amak Shera. Holohavya kshira b'mokom regel. And the Rabbeinu Nissim also hold kitei l'cholz mikoshke in the ragel ha'fucha u'men ha'kuvah l'matah d'machshem b'mastisim la b'imtzcha l'kare ele b'kshiras r'tzuas ayrikam v'shalim. It's a fundamental dispute. Can there be a chalitza for an amputee? My Rebbe Zichron on the Bracha, I mentioned this once before, taught us that in Berlin, he knew up for some kind of a case. They actually sanctioned Yibum, which is so drastic, Yibum. Well, there was no possibility of Chalitza because the person was an amputee. And they paskin l'chumra like this type. So we'll see soon in Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, the alternative would be, she'd be an aguna her whole life. Right? So they apparently were matter Yibum with a hara, whatever, however they did it, that wasn't, I'm not part of all the details. This is the opinion of the Yerushalmi. Okay, so it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas. Fine. Interestingly, the idea that if you tie the string and the knots above the knee, it's no good. That's how the Yerushalmi learns trap, is an interesting question. Who cares where the strings are tied? We all know that the critical issue was the pulling off of the shoe. We don't care about strings. We asked this kasha once before. The Rosh said, "Kshir lo ksid b'kra." It doesn't say it anywhere. So we answered, if you recall, that if you in fact tie it, the untying is a part of the chalitza process. Not a 1 second pulling, it's a process. It's all part of the big process. And the entire process must take place from an akuba lamata, under the knee. So therefore, if you tie the strings above the knee, you've passed the chalitza, because the first part of the process, the untying of the knot, is taking place in the wrong part. Yes, sir?
Just untie them
then. We spoke about that. Could be if it's untied, it might be better than if it's tied wrong. If you recall the Rashi, we spoke about this a number of weeks ago. Yes, y'all?
There's two questions. Within Rashi's understanding of what a kavagita is, he says like it's this little space to stick the upper leg into. Is toes learning though? I don't understand how it's possible that a normal person could wear that. What does
that mean? It's a good question. I guess the answer is as follows. It's made like this, and that was a support, and there's a space on top which is empty, empty space so that the leg, wherever it's cut off, can fit in. Right? I guess it's a fairly big size, and therefore not only can the amputee fit his foot in, but I guess it was a little bit smaller. His whole from heel to toe could also fit in.
So it'll be very high off the ground, though.
That's all right. Whatever it is. Look, the case is the Docha case. I grabbed the first admitted. But the Gemara, Smukos HaRaglaim, is also a bit of a Docha. He lent it to somebody else. So the Talmud Baal is already willing to be suffer that Docha as far as Smukos are concerned.
A question on Me'al Raglo.
Yeah.
So according to Ritzvaz, I understand it's very, very well that the upper part of the lower leg is a certain Me'al Raglo. It's the upper part of the leg. But according to Rashi, what exactly are first adjust the knee? Just the knee itself? Meaning until you get to the knee.
The foot, according to Rashi?
Yeah.
Rashi seems to say the foot is only the very bottom, under the ankle. That's the foot. And the calf, the shin, is not part of the foot, it's above the foot. So first it's the top part of the foot. According to Rashi, it's above the foot. If you once had a foot there, it still retains its status of above a good foot. Never, the good foot was taken off. As opposed to someone who has a crooked foot, upside down foot, never had a foot.
But isn't that just the knee itself? The Gemara says, I think, about the bone, the stavira.
We'll get to that. Oh, that's very important. That's very, very important. We'll come to that in a minute. Very, very important. What will be Rabbi Osai? According to the man, the Omar, who held the Makshin, who held that the foot is only the very, very bottom. Mamish by the ankle. Before the more realize that more than that's included in the word foot. So that it'll come out a very strange thing. If you put two things together, that the foot is only the very bottom part by the ankle, and that the entire kshira has to be by the foot, you'll have to make the entire kshira all around the ankle. Well, if you look at your shoes, that's what you have. Look at the one that's. Most people are. Everyone has. Look at the old people. All of them alive. I haven't seen a single shoelace yet. But those of you who have shoelaces, they're really pretty far down. So that they're by the ankle and below. So that would be the Havamim. We have to do it actually over there, at least according to the Havamim. But now, Rabosai, I want to tell you something very, very interesting. The Shulchan Aruch. Now I'm going to open the Shulchan Aruch now, and again I repeat, please bring in the Shulchan Aruch as much as often as you can. So it's going to be both the Shulchan Aruch Simon Kuf Samach Tes and the Seder Chalitza on a daily basis going forward. So please, aside from the lumdus we'll be learning, but you have to know that the Shulchan Aruch is very important to have. So in Sif Lamed Hey, if you don't have it with you, you can probably look on the back and find it in your Ein Mishpat Amaleh. Take a look together. Chalza is in. Let me make sure it's in the back. It should be. Turn Ein Mishpat Amaleh. It should be here. Kuf Samach Tes. There you go. Yes, it's here. Page Membeis. I'm happy to see that the Seder Chalitza is also here. Because it was written by the Shulchan Aruch of Yosef Karo. So, made the cut. So let's read together. You can read it from your Gemara, I'll read it from my Shulchan Aruch. Choltzim and Arkuva Lamata Chalitosa Ksherim. Arkuva Lamala Chalitosa Ksherim. That's a Mefurish Gemara. That we know. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah is the very beginning of the parrot. Yeshom, Rav Dak Shirakon. Shemay Akesha Lamala and Arkuva Psula. Avlam Nikta Raglo. Afilim and Arkuva Lamata and Acholitz. This is Tosa Shita based upon the Yerushalmi. Wow. Alkelo Yia Middle Oroch Adam Alman Arkuva. You can't use a very, very long shoe goes above the knee. V'yesh omrim, the benikta raglo mairi, shem nikta melmata merakuva, v'nisha kokach v'shoko, shiyoko lachnis bo hamino, ulukosho lemata merakuva, cholitz. This is Shidus Rashi v'rach. So the 2 days in the Mechaber. 2 days in the Mechaber. Okay. This is also found, of course, not only in the Shulchan Aruch. Before we go any further, I want to read this Pischei Tshuva to you. Pischei Tshuva is in Kotan Lama, for those who have it. Rabbi Kiva Eger asked a shout by his son-in-law. Who was Rabbi Kiva Eger's son-in-law? Who? Chassam Sofer, no less. Wow. The Chassam Sofer was married for a very long time with no children. They were the same age. He took it off. The mamash grew on a year apart, and he was married for 30 years with no children. And then his wife passed away. He was looking to remarry, and he wanted to marry a woman who would be a childbearing age. I think he was in his 50s, if I'm not mistaken. And the shidduch was suggested Rabbi Kivega's daughter, who was available. She had been married before. And so the shidduch was made. There were those who tried to disturb the shidduch because they were afraid that these two gadol would get together, it would be bad for their personal interests. But no, the shidduch was done, and the Chassam Sofer was privileged to have, catch this now, 9 children. Right? Well, the era of Altanach Yadech, he started in his 50s. He had 9 children. Oldest was a Chassam Sofer, his famous son who took over his position. And then there were another, I think 2 more sons and 3 and 6 daughters or something like that. Gedolei Olam Mamash. To this day, we have descendants of the Chassam Sofer, particularly noteworthy, the big Rabbonim and Dayonim. Just mentioning to you that his Chassano, Hagoyim Rav Moshe Sofer Zal, wrote, I'm reading from the Pischei Tshuva Os Lama. If nechtach ara is tevira, v'as tevira kayon, yesh lodon davi svek sveka. Sofek nechtach kosher, quote the Tosis and Rashi, in the Rach, before you get to the Yerushalmi, it's kosher, even after tea. The sofek, v'as tevira havi regel, ki rav papa. The rav papa over here, as we just spoke about, on the sugya, on that kuf gimel amin al, that Yoel was talking about, right? This Tavira is the Amar Papa Shmamino, highest Tavira at Ara Nochis. So the lower part of the that's considered to be the ankle is considered to be part of the foot. So Svek Sveka. Uvishasat Chak Yesh Lismoch Alze. So Rabbi Kivege writes back that, yes, I agree. But I'm not sure it's a svek svek. To a gamer of popish lomar lohavi chalitza mashakosa for our band of Muhammad. We spoke about this Muhammad, if you recall, before Yantav. Nikomakom, Keva the Harbe Poskim Vichule, Yeshlismo Chalzeb and Mokom Adchak. Wow. What does that mean? Because the Ramban holds the Muhammad that we're not going to consider his shin and his calf to be me'al raglo if right now there's no regal. If right now there's no regal, that's what he writes in the Ramban. In Sefer Aschus he writes, because you can't press down, and remember we discussed this on 2 weeks on Monday, Kol she'ein ro'a lebila as bila makevas. That's the famous Rav Zeira. The Gemara quotes Adam and Beis, which we spoke about Rabbi Zeira is in. And therefore, if you can't press down, so then it's Miyakev, a different svara. Fine. Interestingly, the Marshal writes, you need a nal kiderech shiragilin lelechba, and if the shoe is on your calf or shin bone, and not on your sole of your foot, it's not considered to be a nal. Oh, fine. Keep this in mind. Narabosai, the Seder Chalitza repeats many of the halachas that are found in the Shulchan Aruch. This is one of them. And I'm going to read you briefly from what it says over here in Seder Chalitza. I want to go to the Pischei Tshuva, which is on the Ma'amar Komos last time. Very, very important Pischei Tshuva. This is to be found, Rabosai, in Seder Chalitza Sif Nun Beis. You all have it. It's in the very next page. It has Seder Chalitza. Right. Look inside. Sif Nun Beis. It's printed on page Mem Gimel, towards the bottom of the last column. We spoke about this a long time ago. It's going to be very important for our demonstration coming up. You spoke with this before, use your right hand only. You undo the clasp, you spoke with that too. Tachton chili, go up. V'titpos raglo biyodo ha-smolis. V'tagbihenu min ha-oretz. She picks up his foot with her left hand, v'tashmit amino min ha'okev, v'gam tachos kol amino biyodah ha'yamonis, b'lisiyu ha'smolis, gam b'lisiyu ha'yamon lo biyodah lo b'raglo. What does it say? You do pick up the foot with the left hand. And that's what's quoted halacha in Shulchan Aruch in the Seder Chalitza, that's what we pass in the halacha l'maisa. Comes the Pischei Tshuva, calling it Tshuva's Noda B'Yehuda, Simin Tzadi Dalet. You know what? Can we put this on the screen? Who can help me? Can we get a... I see you don't have Pischei Tshuva yet, but this we can get. Noda B'Yehuda, Evan Ha'ezer, Simin Tzadi Dalet. It was an innovator. Now we believe in innovation, yes. When it goes against Minig Yisrael for centuries, our Chachamim did not take too kindly to it. And the Noda B'Yehuda, we'll see soon, rises up against this innovator who meant well, and I can even see where he's coming from, but he was not very happy with what he wanted to innovate. I'll show you in the Gemara what the basis was. The Gemara, the first Gemara we learned today, Omer HaMeimar, Hayman de Cholet Tzorach L'Mitchasei L'Kare, which literally means, you have Rashi, Lidchof Raglo B'Karka. So this Talmud Chacham said, wait a minute, he puts his foot on the ground last year, last month, last week. So it obviously means, said this Talmud Chacham, at the moment of the Chalitza. So at the moment of the Chalitza, not the pshat that she's picking up his foot with her left hand. No, his foot is in fact on the ground. And she is going to somehow squeeze the shoe off the foot while the foot is being pressed down on the ground. That's quite a feat. That's quite a feat. No pun intended feat. A foot. But that's how this Talmud Chacham decided that we should do Chalitza, which is a direct contrast to everything we've seen. Alphabetical? It's Kama, Evan or Ezer, Simon, Sadi Dalet. Comes up. Oh. Yes, 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 yes. The Yosha Rabba Godel Rav Zalman Emrich, Chadni Beis Dini, he's a member of his own Bezin in Prague, I assume in Prague, wrote to the Chadesh Dvar Chodesh from Minig HaChalitza, Asha Me'olam in Hoge Yisrael, Achach HaTorah Sakshorim Shalamino Makrosim, Isha Magbaz Tchilo Regal Ayavim Bismola, Uvi Amina Sholet, oh no, Why is this tied around me? Get me more freedom. Why this do something? Thank you. A little more freedom here. Uvi Amina, I lost the play. Sholefes Amino Miraglo, the Chena Beturisim and Kufsan and Ezra Shavanah, Vesera Chalitza, Baruka, Siflin Beis, Vesera Chalitza, Vesera, Vesera, Arimins, Tata Viad Yamin Ha'olam, Belisi Yuayat Smos, Ritsuas Meal Raglo, Vahakach, Cross me out, Google. So Hakach Tagbia Raglo Biamino. Whoa, he has doing everything in the right hand. That's very hard to do. Vitash Vitenem and Arts, please see your smallest. Come on, you say, hello, Vishumdova, Vitikach Raglo, Oz Bismola. Hear what he says? You pick up the foot with your right hand and then pass it over to your left hand. This way, at least the Hagbo. Yambo and Magbia is done with the right hand. And then you just sort of pass it over to the left. That's that we don't do it that way. We probably do it to the left. Kedesh Tachlis V'Tishmor Ayam Yeragol B'Yamina. Kedesh Nona Mari Mins Dover Shagvos Harel Yagamken B'Yamina. And the Marshal Yam Shal Shlomo says, no. Matirosa B'Yamin Shalom V'Tofesis Ragol B'Smol U'Magbes Ksats Ragol Oops B'Yamin. Whoa. Even he also says you got to pick it up with the right, like the Mari Mintz, it seems. Okay? Anyway, Midibe Kula Nimash Akbar Saregalu Kodim Shah Shmada Samino. Ella Shiktas Ama Shagam Akbar Biamin, Ktas Bismo. Okay. Look, Ika Khalitza Batia Biamin, Enlo Shorish Batama El Babli El Bibishalmi. Fine. Latlayake, Otan Misha Niska Yad Bachalitza. Vigidemes Yochiach, Shikoletis Bishineo. We saw that we discussed this all. All this is old hat, Rav Osai. What did Rav Zalman Emrich? I never heard the name before, but he's obviously the Choshev Talmud Chacham. Rav Yehuda is related to what he said. Achshav bo Rav Zalman Anal came in she'omer v'yivomus. Are you able to read it in the back? Is it big enough? Hi, man, the cholitz tzorach l'mitchasel l'karet imkeni ev shalom v'shatagbiya haregel klal. When I go buy shoes, who's ever going to buy shoes? I probably will buy it online. But when you used to go to the shoe stores, who goes to a shoe store still?
Really?
Okay. So when they try, right? The shoe man tries the shoe on, see if it fits, and he takes it off. Well, but sometimes they'll pick it up and take it off. And sometimes it's on the floor, on that little stool they have there, and he sort of slides it off. He's sliding it off, just, you know, pulling it off, and it's, while the foot is still basically on the floor, or on this little stool. What does he say? She Epshal Ashvata Samil and Loshem Vashas Ashvata Yugbak Tsasa Regal Lamal. Can you imagine that? He went against all Chachma Yisrael. The Kavan Shirosh and Vidivri are immense, Mavua, Shaachar Akbos, a regal be Amina, Tika Karagal be Smola, they should tackle us with Tishman Amina be Amin, and came for a Psika be Nasinas a regal Miad Yamina, the Ad Smola, and Hakak Shamanat Amina, and can a rhyme of Fureshes. Second. Shagbo kodemas lashvodas aminu meregel V'chein rotzel l'shabesh divri mari u'lagia kirtzono. Whew, that's a pretty big rank. My member of my bezin wanted to just take a pen and just change the text of the Marimit. U'kfanis orer l'zeh eze yerochim u'bolofon a few months higit dvor u'bigash mimenish esnai kinvorov. Rebbe, b'cheskel landau, either do like me, right? Oh, she'ara lo stiras dvorov. Either do like me, or shalom why I'm wrong. U'dechisi b'dvorim, I push them aside. Ki ein l'dvorov shum shoresh, u'perushu ein miskabel etzli. Very often when this happens, they leave the name of the person out. No, you put it in. Shows what a tzaddik he is, and he gave his suggestions to Nadav Yehuda, but he said no is no. Oh. V'hu eshiv, kevan shal devi arif haram v'yesh k'peir afilu b'di yeved, ilo dach sel kare, k'nech evshon shebishas ikar achalitza d'haynu ashvat asamino, lo yeh raglo dochis. What, he picked it up last month? Ani d'chisiv amarti, hu l'tam echo, Shebishas Hashmot Imag Bas, Gam Ken Kosher, Vigam Yev Shalit Samtein. So for you it's a second before, for me it's a minute before. What's the difference? Avopikain, Anilatmi, Ischalti, Oz, Levara, Koladinim, Ashayachal, Bezem, Ulefarish, Divri, Agamor, Varif, Aramba, Varosh, Al Shorsha, Lolesi, Al Sefer, Akroshi, Prokim, Kamlo Amarti, Az Biru, Koladvar, Om, Latachlisa, Omnam, Larav, Rav Zalman, Logilisi, Misham Pilpul, Bezem, Achreisha ain't a moral local maisa. He doesn't. Rav Zalman is not going to follow his own psak. He's following me. The gam who shosek v'niach lasis kaminah gerishon. Achshav ira chalitza. Neharav anal sholach devarav l'chol yeser chachmei bezin. What's men vav shin? Anyone? I don't know. Shiaskimu imo lasos maisa listo minigarishon. He tried to convince the other Rabbanim to follow his strategy against another Yehuda. Didn't work. Rabbis are very traditional. Omnam samach b'datlo v'yomai chamos yirisi or sheheir Hashem es eno v'ro divri ma'arim ma'agolius v'sedach alitza v'zel l'shono v'yomai harav al ayobam p'am shein is d'chok raglecho ba'oretz. V'yazir osam l'shem chalitza, v'tishche ha'isha v'chulei, v'tater b'yodai amonis, v'anivim en ha'ratzuas, v'ratzuas ben aminil, v'chakach tater ha'chumrus osam en ha'luloz, ha'tachlan ha'tchila v'chulei. V'chakach tocheves b'yoda tachas akevo. What's what tochev mean? It's like it's tochuf, it's stuck in tight, right? It's stuck in tight, under his heel. V'tofeses v'okev ha'mino, v'chakach shomedes ha'mino min ha'okev, v'tachos kol ha'mino min ha'regal, v'magbiyosa v'zarekas v'chule. V'akol b'yad yamin, u'mizeh hevi ha'rav zalmin, ha'nal raya b'lishon v'tocheves yodot tachos ha'kevo. V'chlal sh'okev ha'dayin dochis v'aro, v'lo sh'ayach t'chival v'mokom dochuk. V'dovashu ba'avir, v'lo sh'ayach l'oshem t'chival tachto. Hevi midivrei v'divrei ha'rosh, v'mukayosev sh'pirshu ta'amit. Tamed Ameimah B'yavamas Kuv Gimel Tai Zechol Etzorach L'mitchasei L'karim Mishum Tulef Omim Minel Bezen Godel Miminis Raglo V'nir Ki Yotzev Eilov Im Lo. Also slowly. Oh, where am I? Sheyitchok Raglo B'kakamat Omer Abrav Zelman Sheim B'shas Shechol Tamuk Ba'aregel Da'avir Akati Nirik Yotzim Eilu, it's going to fall out by itself. Umetol Kachu Rotsa Lomash Ein Kan Shum Agbo B'fnei Atzmo Alechalitza Sanal Hi Atzmo Agbo Saregel Shari Tocheves Yodotach Asakeva Litmo Sopeka Be'ekav Aminum Shumto Uvetchiva Sayad Memele Mugba Haregel Ktsas Uvetfi Shehoya Omei Kenegdol Kachom Adivri Atur Vadivri Sede Chalitza Barucha said al khlitz be tsara shav kula mavua shagboy be small him kani after the first perusho canal lo khen omar shma shakos be tur be titpos yorag be yorag smallest be tagos a minim yes hey hach be titpos Eino kisharegel ba'avir. Rak ba'odo ba'oretz tofeses v'ocheses bo shlo yonot b'shas chalitza anavana. She grabs it while it's still on the ground. U'mashakosu v'shogaroz in a chalitza v'sifnun beiz. V'titbos ragel b'yola ha'smolos v'tag bihenu min ha'oretz v'tishvot ha'minu min ha'agim. V'gam tagot chol ha'minu b'yola ha'imanis v'isios v'olis. Paske Rabbi Zalman lahak milsa b'sakina harifa with a sharp knife. V'yoma. Kivetit post raglo b'yodai smolis husiyuma de milsa. Just hold on with your left hand. Takavana achiza bilvat. Just hold it. V'lo agbo. V'mash omer v'tag b'yhenu min ha'oretz alamatakoy. V'tag b'yhenu min ha'oretz v'tishmon ha'mino min ra'ayikor v'gam tavos chon ha'mino b'yodai yamonis. Wow. Benimsa shagbas a regal be a min and when male who chosem the perushas rishitoso shagba yad yashmonat haminu chen pirish tevi asir achalitza b'ktsara ad kan divi harab Rav Zalman hana. Do you believe it? You have it in front of you. Right there in front of you in the back. Come on. Take a sharp knife. I don't have a pen knife here. Take a knife and make a cut in the paper. That's what Rav Zalman did over here. Page Lamed. Excuse me. Page Mem Gimel. Let's read it together. It's the last, to the very end, it's column 3. You all have it in front of you. What does it say? V'titbos raglo b'yodo ha'smolis, period. New paragraph. V'tag b'yeno min ha'oretz v'tishmon ha'mino min ha'okei v'tam tachos chol ha'mino b'yodo ha'yamonis. V'su ha'smolis. You put those phrases, v'tag b'yeno min ha'oretz, not Mila El, as it's a Parshat Shah. It's Mila Ra. It's going down, not going up. Okay, see it's right in front of you, right here. Says another Yehuda, my dear colleague. He writes them with great respect, but he says he's just wrong. So he says like this. V'inei al ika perusha betur techlitza ein lehem tam. Can't be. His only raya is tocheves. That's a serious proof. Avolo shofel Rav Zalman the sefer the divrei Rav Moshe b'dak emoshe. Come in his book. Umehat ani omer. Afshik v'ok ha-safti shikha perushom ein lo tam. Nonetheless, I will show ein perusho amiti. Can't be. I'm making a hakdama. What's hakdama? The same as Chalitza Hanal Dasa Yerushalmi. But the one who says Tagbiya Bismol, ain't a Kavana Dafka Bismol, ain't a Shemtam, who Bavada ain't a small of Yamin. And a Kavana Af Bismol, for Rosen the Asiatic Tirta Tagbiya, they're Poshut. That's his first introduction. Now he goes back to the tour. What did the tour say? Yitzchak raglo v'karka v'tak b'yahi b'yodeho raglo v'yal ha'karka v'tak v'tanal he b'bir kosev atur sh'tak b'yahu regel me'al ha'karka kodem sh'tak lo tamino. Okay, two different things. V'kanein lo ma'apir sh'meduma sh'rav Zalman na'lamatakoy. What does that mean? What did he say, Pshat? What? It's if it's only going down. Can't be. She calls the echad back. Boba chalitza nasu ki echad. Iyam shal afarsh of yatur. Why? She reik tatur kotev atagbiya biyodeho. Lashon rabim. Two hands. Umeat e benim tefarsh b'shtey odeho. Benim tefarsh b'yezi b'shiyyem yodeho. Ye yimin o smol. Kiritzona. Al kolponim avuwa she tucha lasas b'smol. Can't be. It has to be dafka with your right hand. Goodbye. So it's pshat, and the words of the tour is no good, and therefore it's pshat to say the chalitza is equally no good. No good. It is absolutely no good. Oh, that's going to be a very long chill. I can't read the whole thing. Let's go into the details. The cave and shochachnu. Just skipping a little bit. The hach titfos a regal hanagba. Okay, after we Rishalmi Shaviu Atosis, we just saw. Ketzer he also matirosa be a min v'tov sasa b'smol v'shol metas okay be a min. Hak v'tov sasa gam kei perusha agbas aregel. When I Rishalmi olav hatur agbas aregel. The kevan shadivrei hatur yevshol the sapik klal she befirish kosa v'takbiya b'yodela shen rabim. Im kei vada kavana filu b'smol. In the vata l'ros v'yandu divrei harapam zalmi befirish shen chalitza. It is not going to work. It's not going to work. I, the Dake Moshe, Mishlema Rav Zalman, Beloshem Tchiva. Oh, here's the answer. Maril Omer Yavama She Tishmon Ragel She Yavim and Akarka V'yamon Al Regel Smol Ken Kosta Mari Mintz She Tikach Ragel B'Smola V'chein Al Ela Divrei Atur V'Monachem And Yerushalmi End quote of the Ramon Dake Moshe Hare Akwe She Hevi Divrei Magolius Hevi Stira Svara B'Tzido V'Shara Poskim V'duk v'divri ha'dakei Moshe she'hevi divri ha'mari mint she'tikach ragla b'smol v'lo hevi t'chilas devarav she'takbiya ragla b'yamina v'ayna she'bezeh lo choshet devarav v'somach ha'maril v'atur v'lo hevi divri ha'mari mint alo l'raya she'regla ba'avir b'shaz chlitza she'kosta v'tikach ragla b'smol v'lo v'nkich ovani ma'ashe d'bedavar nikich miyad liyad and he calls to Ravan etc. Fine haray shal hutzrich he's going to Ravan the midches rak b'shas ha'toras ha'retzua v'chakach kodem chalitza shomedes ha'regel min ha'aretz v'chakach choletzes. So it's all wrong. So his raya is wrong, his raya from the Rosh is wrong, his raya from the Luka Yosef is wrong. All of his rayas are wrong, and Rav Zalman, but to make a long story short, is wrong. U'me'ato l'fitan zein ha'gbos ha'regel min yonei chalitza el rak l'hatricha v'yimkein en k'peda in osa b'smol. Finish. I talk with Mitchase. Ma'in and Tachisa Zu. Uba Atam Yesh Babel. Yeah. Right. What did the Rosh Mugi Yosef say? Ancient. Quotes the Gemara. The Gemara learned today two Amemers. Alright. He rips it. This is a Chazara from 2 weeks ago. Rip says, Idach Lameima Umitam Meima the Kamad Ameima. Madisagi al lichta lo cholas should lo efshal the milchase. The two go together. The Rambam holds that way. The shuv is too long. It's a new pshat in the Gemara. Play to the punchline over here. L'chein Omer. Okay, let's start from L'chein Omer. With me, L'chein Omer. Came and demand the mask, ya lich the yevshal, the mitchase, the car, even come over Baramba, the hedger, the chain barit. Came meima tinyana da meima u le migna. Sure, it's for nothing. Shake for Omer, the tzorach, the mitchase, the mele, the muat, mishena yachal, the mitchase. Lama the meima, the mechwa dvar. Why do I have to say them twice? Redundant. El enough. Meima kama, the Omer, the tzorach, the mitchase, lavli kuma kama. And the mitzvah lechatchila. Chena mat tzricha. The word tzricha very often means lechatchila. Lechatchila kama. Lechakach also b'mem ha'shnia. B'man damaski alichsa lekara. Lo cholitz v'hayin lo cholitz klal. Afilu ein shom ach elahu. Tavi k'di'evin. Doesn't make a difference. You have, there's nothing to talk about. That's what he says. Ata lo niflays for lo rechoki lahavin kavanas Rav Ashi, shlo hikshal meimer kamed ameimar misvukos reglayim, shlo demashe shaniy misvukos reglayim das chol zabraisi chol zvinil tanifram misvukos reglayim v'chol tanu b'di'evin, ken lo shira braisi misvukos reglayim rak di'evin, umeimer da meimer tzabemes lo tzorach mitzitzrich lemitzvusay v'alachatchila, ein kan kusha. This is what the again. This is very long. Okay. Achakach, pokach the ain I reached shigam the book of Yosef heavy raya. Dak Bryce and Mach shigam the chatchila. Go into this whole story. Shoo. I'm skipping a lot. Umemela came as a derech olam be'ez sholfen aleihem shemagbia regel me'al haaretz. I mean, when I used to go buy shoes, they would pick up my foot and take off the shoe, right? The mi pesi yitzchok raglo ba'aretz v'yishlof nalo v'yiraglo dochok. Which fool is going to push his foot down and then try to pull the shoe? It's like, hell, you're pushing down to make it impossible to take it off, and you take it off? Well, what fool is going to do such a thing? V'avare shedakam lagbia raglo k'en shenoch lachos k'en agbos aregel shayach l'chalitza. Shem shayach ha'toros k'sharam l'arif. V'agbos aregel shayach l'chalitza achar ha'toros ha'ksharam ki ha'ksharam adrav ha'noch lachat ha'meh shiragel dochuk. Avo shlifas ha'minul koshim o'meh shiragel dochuk b'art. V'chein ilo dochus ragel k'onam ha'chalitza k'en ragel mugbas v'omenes al yodo shom ha'yobam v'atzo for osu ha'scholos chalitza ha'minul. Okay, pulse, you want to speak with the task of calling your name. One second. Chalitza Batma. Shame. Shapostle on the Chavis and Kuf test, Kuf Samach test, if Lamad Gimel. Behitir, who I cash and behold, so he. If he untied the shit, it's no good. Ushne did him, Alolo Shisku, Shavanoch, Smuchim. Sif Lamad Bez, Lamad Gimel, Tamechalem. Kashem Shim Lodokis, Postle Mishum, Shek for also, who I boss a regal. Hashar the Chalitza. Kak hit through a cash again get possible the Kaba Homo. Beautiful. Just excuse me because I may have to take this. Okay. Let's go further. Oh. So what's this idea of Dachis? Why? Should live close to Rosh. Lif Amin Mino Bezin Golo Minas Raglo. Venira Kayot Samela Veloshi Yitron Raglo Bakarka. Okay? Yilodokis Achitir. I came a double Bimino Lo Mikri Chalitis Nal Meal Raglo. Say the Chalitis of Itzara. Kadeshi a double Bimino. Mele Shlomo Tamnocha La Minik Shacha Shadoki Gayovim Raglo Canal. Mach Zekes Hayavama Vismolo or Regal Mokoma Minil. Why? Behindo Kadesha Yishar Bidvei Koso Af Bi Esha Bi Amino Magbas Tas Oke Varegal Im Amino. You want it to be tight, but you lift up the foot with the left hand, the shoe will stay tight on the right foot. V'cholet is also min Oke V'goro V'shar Varegal Im Ashli Koso V'alder Zeh Nasis Achalitas Amino Rak Bi Amino V'tvisa V'smola En Esyur Klal Achalitas Amino Rak Shishar Regal Dovuk.
Who she aminol mahuda kedev and came lo tater aksharim across him klal, v'tenos atzal the tachlos aminol be all across mekshurim across the school. Imagine she would just leave everything tied, leave it clasped, and go with all the might pull off the shoe. That's better. It's worse. He doesn't like it at all. Skipping a little bit.
Tomer and Yerusha came low being a dachas v'shas chalitza. Rak liyachas shel vishas anal. He had dachas l'karim. And came my hikshir of Ashi mibein muta. Ah, Rav Ashi asked a question. Rav Osai, take a look over here. Take a look over here, Rav Osai. Am Rav Ashi, Ramei Rav Otanya, Ben Omen, Ben Yoshe, Ben Muta. What's the kasha? What's the kasha? Rashi, Muta. Lav Urchele Mitchase. Frek, the Rav, nobody gets it. If Rav Zalman is right, they have to have it pressed down at the very moment of the Chalitza and standing Moros kasha. But if it only means that they have pushed down earlier, it's a big deal. Now it's muta. That's a good kasha against himself. Our gedolim are intellectually honest. They have kashas against themselves. So what do you do with this kasha? That's a good kasha. Nira adrava. Misham raya. Why? The lechora dochachu. Shamakshen vatartan yu chalukim besvaras afuchas. Ravashi hiksha mimuta desova muta yevshal mitchas. Vatars and Hesha the Shaper Dochis. Ravashi Nitcha, the Ravashi Hikshamishim the Stam Muta Lavruche the Mitchase. Well, the Nira, the Ravashi Savat the Ben Muta, Hainu Shagam, Be Ace, Shasom, Nal, Shal Chalitza, Beraglo, Hoyamuta. Not now. What was put on in the first place? The Imkain Lo Dochis Meola. There was never a stepping down. It was bent over from the beginning. Hamemar Heshiv, Amel. Oh, what do I do here? The olam the dachis lekare shekvar dachse kodem shehita. In Amad the Rav Ashi or some of the Amemah boys shevishas chalitza yekare dachis. Enochanam he thought that way. Vehiksha mimuta. Vamemah heishiv emel the olam dachis hainu shekvar dachis. Vodiel abishas chalitza lach chalitza mamish boi mitchase. Oh, Rav Osai. Guess what? Rav Zalman should be rejoicing now. Because even though he's wrong, at least he's a Havamina. Till Rav Zalman was totally wrong. Now Rav Zalman is the Havamina. The Havamina thought, the Makshin thought, he had a Zechisa, B'shas, what? B'shas, Chalitza, Makshin. So Mut is impossible. And the Gemara says, no. It's in fact Chalitza, Dachsa beforehand. And you pick it up. Rav Zalman was Zaytah to be the Havamina in the Gemara, the Makshin's for. It's not that a small thing. I'm a Roy. Okay. Umatosik tas remez v'on leperushi azeh v'divi ha'amam ha'mochamtz shekos after matz l'turutz in the kari v'yoshev ha'mutah kod lo matz l'turutz in the b'derech hilucho lo cholit v'she'ike k'peyre de b'shas hilucho yeidochis lo b'shas chalitza otu b'shas chalitza u'holech v'fizeh matam tzor l'tchuse b'shas ha'hiluch makes no sense u'mayin ha'hiluch l'chalitza. And I bring a raya from other places in Shas that I'm right and the Zalman is wrong. Again, of course, this goes very long, as you can see. Wow. Very, very long. The end. Pages and pages and pages. All this is summarized briefly over here in the Pische Tshuva. Those want to look it up. In Pische Tshuva, on the Seder Chalitza, Sifkaton Yud Dalet. Sifkaton Yud Dalet. Oh. Okay. Narabosai, let's take a look in the rush in Siman Zion. Okay, let's put away the computer for a minute. Yes, we do have Gemara in front of us. Let's not forget that. Siman Zion. Oh, I didn't do that. They must have heard me when it went off. I don't know how that happened. Rush Siman Zion, in the 12th pair. If you don't mind, we get a little bit extra light for the moment. Right here. Rebbe, also look inside, please. Perek Yud Beis Siman Zayin. Our sukkah. Amar Meimar. V'rach Pirish B'Shem Gon. See what a small shin is. The Kema the Maske Al Luchsa Lo Yochil Le Mitris Tzkare. Da Gabi Hu Latachas, latachas today, hu liel. In other words, the soul is up, not down. The cave and the east of the kaya lo tritzel havelu kamo she'eno royal abila. Shabila ma'keves bo. Catch this now. In other words, it's not roy to step down, and therefore, even though sarach lemichse is only chatchila, but if it's eno royal lemichse, it's ma'akev. Rav Zeira's famous rule. Aval hechad avitaritz karmei korvi lo tap psikole haya yochel lemitrase. Aval gav the ifsik cholitz matam in our kuva. Davi royal lebila, shein bila ma'keves bo. Whoa, what do you mean to royal lebila? He has no foot. What do you mean royal lebila? You have the covet mefarshim that I have? Look at the bottom. Tzarech yin. Hohashta eino royal lebila. Kamo man sheraglo hafuch. Shafilu nasach hakach lo nolat kach lo cholet. Kamo disim in Gemara. Bar oven u bar kipuf lo cholet she nasu raglema fuchos. Kamo shapirish rashi. A Gemara in my cotton. Whoa. What do you do with this cash? What do you do with this cash? Whoa. Take a look at the carbon is sandal, oh tough. It's very bothered with this cash. Yesh tema. Everyone with me so far the carbon is sandal tough? This is all the Makaras still from last week. 2 weeks ago. In came by Abu Bar Kipuf. To lowest half ku karayo mi beten, ima. Kima de killas ravashi, where my cutting that we saw. In came lama kamravashi la bar kipuf cholitz. The kodem, page nun vav in our print. The kodem shenishapku raglam shavimatz le teruti. What a great kasha the korban asanal asks. What a great kasha the kovetz mefarshim already asked it. So he gives an interesting answer. The Yamshel Shlomo quotes. Yeah, how can you? Chacham Gadol called Rav Dibre Kabbalah, Vinire, line against Vinire in the Korban Asana. Shemukke Masnisim and Akuba Lamata Airi, Kol Shebishas Nefilas Hayavama Lifnei Yavam, Adayin Lo Nechtach Raglo. Oh, Rabosai. There are 3 points in time: birth, the present, and there's one more significant time in the history, historical continuum of this individual. The moment when the Zika began, when the brother died. That's the other third moment which the Korban Asanal seizes on. Seize the moment. And what does he say? If Shas Nafila was Ra Lechlitza, okay, then it's okay. There's an example from Ra Lebila, Kisi Adav, Shchita, not for him. He too. Who are the Nacha? Afal gav da hashta nechtach raglo mikomekam roil lebila havi came in the b'shas nefila hayo roil achlot rabosai hayo roil achlot ayba kipuf etc. No, im nafal lefneim meoz v'hala yivam olachlot. If the nefila took place, when nefila means when you become subject to the law of the Yimichalitza, took place after they lost after their foot turned around because of the klala. Rav Ash, Ad Khan, the Korban Nisana. Oh. Fine? Okay, Rabosa. I want to get to some of the specifics in Halacha Lemaisa. And I'm pulling out a sefer which we saw before Yontif. It's called Chalitza Kehilchasa. Everyone see? Rabosa, Chalitza Kehilchasa. I'm not going to read the whole sefer, obviously, but some of the highlights. This is Perek Lamed Aleph. What's it entitled? Hatorah Saratsuos Udchikas Vagbohas Aregam. Exactly our discussion. Perek Lamed Aleph. He writes as follows. Yovam Shinik the Raglav Yovam Shekosha Lechalitza. Yesh mi she'omer she'roya she'yachlots b'kava kiteya v'yitchok ragla b'amash ala karka. Yesh mi she'omer she'roya likshor na'al ala regel v'yitchok. Do you take off the prosthesis or you take on additional na'al? And the bottom is as follows. There's a letter from the Sri Yesh. He says that better sheyikshu anal shok mitam shekav kiteh mechuba ba'or kosherak b'di'evet. It's hard to make a chibur or on the kav karoy, and you can't put your foot in there karoy. That's what the Sridi Eish says. And the beautiful sailor, you're the sailor's call, believe it or not, Regel Yeshara. Pulsing, Raglan Regel Yeshara. Can you believe that? What a great title for this? A Regel Yeshara for the Khalifa foot has to be straight. It's all Gemara. It can't be crooked upside down. He says, no. Adifa lachlots bekav kiteya. The Sheyucha litcho karegel bekaka b'liderach muta. So that's kind of posting to chikab of a muta posel. So machlok is what exactly you should use in this kind of a circumstance. I never dealt with it directly. Okay. Question, Rav Osak. I thought we possibly can't do it at all. 2 days of Mechaber. The first day of Mechaber is it's an impossible to do any kind of chalitza if it's an amputee. I know what machloket between the Sridi Eish and the regular Yeshara, you're not going to do it in the first place. It's what bothered me. So I thought maybe he meant, Rav Osai, in the case of the Pesachei Tshuva we saw, it's only amputated at the very bottom, what the Chassam Sofer called the Svek Sveka, Istavira Derapapa. That's the case, I thought. And I found later on exactly what he says. I was mechaven to the Sefer Chalitza Kilchasa, learns that pshat. Oh. Now, the Noda Bihuda says that the Hagbos HaRegel is part of the Chalitza process. He quotes the whole thing about Zelman Emreich, we don't follow him, etc., etc. Okay? Comes out, Rabbi Osai, listen very carefully. If she picks it up with the left hand, big deal. Bigger than the left hand, so you can do is use your teeth. Right? But what's going to happen, Rabbi Osai, according to the daughter of Yehuda, what will happen, Rabbi Osai, if he lifts his foot on his own? Be no good. Rav Osai. If he kicks off the shoe, half the shoe by himself, it's no good. The Chalzon, Alo, she has to do it, not him. He's doing his worst, and no one does it. So come out and quote another view, if he picks his foot up, it's going to be no good, even be the Evan. So he quotes a Tiv Chalitza, Docha Bitokev Divrei Noda Bihuda, Loma Da Hagboa Saregalu Chelek Mimaisa Chalitza. We just read it, I showed you on the screen. The Noda Bihuda B'mechilas Kvono is absolutely incorrect. It's wrong. Not part of the Chalitza. Yes, you're right. L'chadchila v'ara yesh l'agbiya. But not because it's part of the Chalitza process. Wow. And therefore the Bali voice says, afim hayovam higbiya saregel chalitza kshera, which would not necessarily be true according to the Noda Bihuda. Because he's participating in the process which he's not allowed to do. It's like he untied the shoes. It's worse than they would ever tie to begin with. Right? This is footnote mem here, if you want to look it up on page resh mem. Footnote mem, page resh mem, in this beautiful Sefer Chalitza, Kilchos. Fine. So now, you may recall that we spoke last time about the okev, which we translate as the heel. I'd like to show you, Rav Osai, a Rashi. Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. Take a look, please. Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. Saw this already also before Yontif. The Gemara says, let's take a look over here. Taner Rabbanan. Rabbosi, we're in Taner Rabbanan about the 12th line, Kuv Gimel Amud Beis. Rabbosi, look inside carefully. Sorry. Nalo. Eli Ela Nalo. Nal shall call other minai. Tamalomar Nal Nal Mikomakom. Doesn't have to belong to you. In Kema Tamaloma Nalo. Nalo Aroilo, Prat the Godol Shane Yochol Alakbo, it's too big, can't walk with it. Prat the Koton, Shane Ochofer, Rov Raglo, doesn't cover the majority of his foot. Uprat the sandal hamasuyam she'elo okev. We like to use the word okev as a heel, right? Zok Rashi. Prat the sandal hamasuyam hanifchas she'elo okev. And what is the translation of the word okev? What is it? Look at Rashi. Last wide line on top kuf gimel. He says shin vav, or maybe sin vav lamin aleph. What does it mean? Look at the Laze Rashi in the back. Sin, Vav, Lamed, Aleph. Where are Laze Rashi? Do they have it in the back somewhere? Where was it? Hamatagin, thank you. The Metagin, here we are on Kuf Gimel, Amid Beis. Where does he have? What? It's not here. I don't see the Metagon discussing this. But you know what it means. You speak English. Soul. The soul. We said it means the heel. Rabbo said the heel is the back of the foot, the soul is the entire bottom of the foot. Rabbo said, what does the word okay mean? What does it mean, Rabbo said? What do the words mean? So hard to know. So over here, we find seems to be a conflict. All right? What is the conflict? Some say it means the heel, and some say it means the soul. It's interesting. The poskim say that the Or HaOkev should be harder than the rest of the shoe. So what does it mean? What does it mean? Mean the soul, does it mean the heel? What in the world does it mean? It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. I think it's very possible that it can mean both. Both? How do I know that? Turn to the Nemuke Yosef, if you don't mind. It's also on the old Ma'amakamas. We're still in the old ones. Please turn to the Nemuke Yosef. Please. Nemuke Yosef. Remember from last time. We read this once before. Where? Anybody can find it for me? I know what he says. We saw it last time. The Mugi Yosef says, Rabbi Osai, that whatever is Ma'akev HaRegel B'mino is called the Okev. In other words, that is, you know, keeping the foot in the shoe. I'm going to use that expression. That's considered to be in the category of okay. This is quoted the halacha, Rabbi Yosef, if you have a Shulchan Aruch, in the Beis Shmuel, Sifkaton, Yud, Tes. Here. It's supposed to be in the Lamed Gimel Amud Beis in Dapei Harif, which is for us, here it is. It's on page Sariches. Where is it? Anyway, I can't find it. It's supposed to be here. I'm not finding it. Somewhere it says this is sold that if it keeps the foot in place. Not seeing it right now. I'm sure it's somewhere here. Right now, this minute, I can't find. So it seems, therefore, it could be both. It can mean both. They're both necessary, the heel and the sole, to keep the shoe, the foot in the shoe. It's all necessary. Oh. Okay. I'm unable to find it right now. That's what he says. So I thought he meant it's all considered to be both. I look in the Meiri on Kuv Beis Amun Aleph the Ramaskal sandal, where he says, well, it means either this or it means that. We're not sure, so we have to have B'machmir for both. The truth is, Rabbosai, I saw in the Yam Shel Shlomo and the Siman Hei that he wants that both the sole and the heel should both be of Ora Kosha. And he uses a German word, a Yiddish word, Lashon Ashkenaz, for okay. It's spelled Beis Ayin Yud Zayin. Speaks of those Yiddish. Maybe he used the word Bolate. He used the word Bolate. Bolate Sas. Maybe he means, look at this. Maybe he means a heel. This. See my shoe? What we call in our language a heel sticks out. But Rabosa, the Chalita Shul of Israel had a heel? No. Not at all. Some wondering. I'm just a little confused. If that's what the word Beis means, our Chalita Shul of Israel doesn't have one. I don't know. Rabosa said the last thing for today is the idea of the shoe belonging to the Yavam. Let's turn back to the Gemara Kuv Gimel Beis and let's start after this. Says the Gemara like this, Kuv Gimel Beis, where we left off. Abaye, one story, just one brief story. Abaye, Havakoi, Kameder of Yosef, Asoy, Yavam Olachot, Omalei, Havloch, Sandaloch. Give me your sandal, Rabbi Yosef said Abaye for the Chalitza. Yavle, Sandal, the Smolim. He gave him the left shoe. Omalei, Eima, Dam Rabbon, and the Eved, the left shoe was good as with the Eved. Lechatchila, Miyama, says Rabbi Yosef to Abaye. Omalei, Rabbi retorts, Yahachi sandal shen shalom nami? Even the sandal doesn't belong to the Yavam. Eimad Amar Abon and the Yavid Lachatchila Miyama. Has to belong to the Yavam. Amalei Rabbi Yosef said, no, you got me wrong. Achi kamin alam. Havle, give it to him. Viaknile. And be maknet to him. It should actually belong to him straight. There's the Gemara. Of course, the question is, what does it mean? You have to actually give him a present. Really? Give him a present? Why are you giving him a present? Says in the Muke Yosef, well, we can pull a fast one, and we can give it to him what we call in our language, a matono al menas lahachzir. A matono al menas lahachzir. So matono al menas lahachzir, I'll give it to him, and if he has no choice but to give it back to me. Right? Matono al menas lahachzir. That's what the Nemuka Yosef says. Okay. Explains the Ritva. Said, then there are Bonan. Why, Rabbosai? In order to fulfill Pshuto Shemikra, a new Chiddush Nifla Venora. Says, if a Cholzon Na'alam, Pshuto Shemikra belongs to him. Chazal Dashi doesn't have to. It's better to fulfill Pshuto Shemikra. Pelotzim. You would think it's Karaitic, Rahman al Islam. Better to fulfill Pshuto Shemikra than Drashos Chazal. Better she actually belong to him. That's what the Ritva writes per Femesh. The Rashba says, no. It's a Gzeira Lechatchila. Because if it's not his, it may not fit. Maybe too big for him to walk in. Too small to actually fit his foot in. It won't cover the majority of the foot. So Rabosai, the question becomes, what do we do nowadays? You already saw, Rabosai, what we do nowadays. Right? Take a look at our Toast Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabosai, give a look. Please look. Toast Rabbeinu Peretz. It's on page Pei Zion in the back. Take a look. It's a little tiny thing. It's page Pei Zion, column 4. It's 2-3 lines. Ata ein regilus laknosam. You know why? Kevan shem in olayim asuyim l'shem kach mistaber ki yavulei Adas the oven mitzvoseh aknule bezdin. Who owns the shoe? The bezdin. And they don't have to say something beferish. Mistama, they gave it to him. Frek the marashal yamshul shlomo simin yutes. Wait a minute. According to the ritva, has to belong to him to fulfill pshuta shemikra. I understand. But according to the Rashba, that he has to belong to him because the greater chance it's going to fit, won't be too big, won't be too small. How's it going to happen? What's my Tana Master? How's it going to help? And what's the Bezin shoe going to help? What's going to be? He says, no, he's nupshat in the Gemara, both sides. Nupshat in the Gemara. He wants to know, why did Rav Yosef do this funny thing, ask Abaye for a shoe? Where was the Bezin shoe? The Bezin has to own a shoe, Rabbi Osai. It's a Mefurash Gemara. And there exists a concept of a Chalitza shoe, which is, belongs to a Bezin. Mino Shel Bezin. You'll find it here on Daf Kuf Dalet. You'll find it in Sanhedrin Daf Zayin. Bezin has to have Kler Dayanim, which includes a Chalitza shoe. Every Bezin's self-respect has to have a Chalitza shoe. So the Ritva says, you're right. Rabbi Yosef did his Chalitza on the fly. It wasn't done in his Bezin. He had no shoe. He has to buy it. This is Mashal, come on. No, he had a shoe, but in one quick glance, Rav Yosef saw
the size.
Exactly. So this tip, the Bezin shoe is what we call a medium, an average size. This particular one was either very big or very small, and Abaye was closer to his size. So he asked Abaye for his shoe. You know why? Because Abaye's shoe was closer to his size. Amazing chiddush pshat, Rav Osai, of the Maharshal Yamshul Shlomo Simin Yutes. Wow. Against the Ritva, just to read you the word from the Ritva. The Ritva says, no. Ritva says, what's he doing over here with Abaye's shoe? Why didn't he use the Bezin shoe that every Bezin is required to have? Pim Toma Hechlo Hoyle Rav Yosef Klei Dayanin Sanhedrin Av Zayin Yesh Lomar Tishalo Bebezdino V'derech Mikre Bo HaMaisa. It just so happened. Of course, the question of the Mashal is still a question. If it has to be because it can fit, which is the Pshat of the Rashba, then how's it going to help? Is Matal Manas Laharzir or Bezin Shu, etc., etc., etc.? The answer, of course, and we'll discuss in the Shem tomorrow, Shia, a little more, is, well, it's true that the reason was in order that it should fit. And the reason is referring to the person's own shoe he walks around all day long. But once Chazal made the gzera has to be his shoe lechatchila, that gzera is required in all circumstances, even if it's a shoe of a bezin or a shoe of a baye. That's what the mashal's abaye's shoe happened to have a fit. That's his pshat, not like the ritva's pshat. So we'll also have to stop here. Mishum tomorrow, we'll continue with these inyanim, which are still the throwbacks to the old sheet of Makoros. Then we'll start some of the new inyanim as well. Rabbos, I'm not sure if you wanted to have a mincha now. It's just barely enough. I'm not sure when the earliest mincha is. When's the earliest mincha? Anyone have a computer? Maizmanim? Should tell you. I'll be back in 1 second. What's going on? Did you say when the earliest is?